Good morning. How are you today? I'm Madonna Guy, and this is a natural alternative. Welcome. I'm going to chat about a couple of things this morning. Bioresonance connected to a couple of symptoms that I've been having just the last couple of days, and I'll sort of chat about why I'm a bit paranoid about those things. And I'm not really paranoid. I sort of have lots of supplements at my beck and call and techniques. But nonetheless, just want to have a chat about how you can have a look at the bioresonance if you're thinking about getting one for your own home. Personally, I think it's an absolute bargain and I would not be without it these days. It's $149 per month. So here in Australia, it's around 230 to 240, depending on the exchange. And it's something that I use every single day of my life and I just couldn't imagine being without it. But anyway, so I ran my scan and the reason I did was, well, I run it every day, but I wanted to see if there was anything going on with my chest, my breast tissue, and what is in there causing some insomnia the last few nights. So anyway, let's have a squiz and we'll chat about what could be going on. So for a start, let's have a look at the easy scan. I was gladdened to see there wasn't a lot going on hormonally or heart brain. There was one thing going on, but I always make sure that the homeopathics have been chosen in the background with the supplements and therapies. And then when the six suggestions come up, I always check those in relation to the symptoms I'm going through at the time. I just use AI because I don't know the homeopathics. I did study homeopathy 31 to 35 years ago, but it wasn't one of my specialties. So therefore, I love the AI for this. So anyway, let's have a look at the easy scan and what the AI said in relation to the homeopathics. So you'll see here, when you get your new easy scans, the music has changed a little bit lately and it's really beautiful. That is a totally different one I haven't heard before. But when you are using your 10 to 15 seconds of your voice, the scanner is actually working out which of the notes of your voice are out of balance, and then it chooses musical frequencies or sounds from nature that match what you're going through. So each of these runs for 3 minutes. So when you run them, first thing in the morning, last thing at night, it helps to bring your cells back into balance, your emotions back into balance. And of course, we know that there's emotional gear connected with everything. So that's really nice. Then these are the homeopathics. So in the back end, you can pop in a whole bunch of homeopathy that Solex has actually put into the supplements and treatments for you. And then what you can do is just choose those and pop into one of your AI bots. Doesn't really matter which one. And obviously, the longer you use it, the better they get trained as well. So personally, I just use Copilot because it's easy. So I'll show you what showed up in relation to those particular things and I'll tell you the symptoms that I was going through. Okay, so basically, this is AI being very nice to me, of course, as it does. So there were three things going on. I had a little bit of chest pain. I have put on a bit of weight. We've had lots and lots of outings. So potentially just my bra was too tight or something like that. Maybe the bra was attracting EMFs, who knows? So, but nonetheless, a couple of things. Anytime I feel anything to do with the chest, even if it's just like a quarter out of 10, I always want to pay attention to it because there's been so much breast cancer in my family. So I just like paying attention. And of course, so many people are having heart issues the last few years. And whether or not it is the jibbity jabs or whether or not it is shedding or the spike proteins or whatever. For whatever reason, I always like to pay attention to these things. So the six homeopathics that showed up in my scan were these ones. And then I sort of say to it, what about in relation to these symptoms? So what I put in, just so that it could look at it for me, was breast pain, chest pain, and insomnia. I have a lot of good night's sleep these days, but the last few nights were pretty challenging. So the nice thing about AI, the more you train it, it sort of talks about both the emotional and the physical aspects of things. So the adrenal thyroid support, for example, that's a homeopathic for adrenal thyroid support. So it targets adrenal and thyroid dysregulation, perfectly aligned with my chronic stress, hormone imprint, insomnia, and the nervous system strain. It may help to calibrate the HPA, that's the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis. Reduce cortisol surges and restore circadian rhythm. So you can imagine I really should make this up as a homeopathic for myself. I can infuse it into my tea and coffee. I can pop my lunch on there and infuse the homeopathics onto it. So when you've got the device, you can actually do so many things with this. Vaccination detox. It supports a clearing of energetic and inflammatory residue from past immunization, especially given the viral imprints, herpes zoster, RSV, parainfluenza, MERS-COVID, and lymphatic congestion through the thoracic dysc and splenic nodes. May also help release ancestral or collective trauma stored in the immune memory. The Apis mellifica addresses inflammation, stinging pain, and fluid retention resonant with breast tenderness, chest pressure, and lymphatic stagnation. Emotionally, Apis speaks to boundary collapse and relational hypersensitivity. And antimonium sulfuratum auratum. It's a deep cleansing remedy for skins, lungs, and emotional toxicity. May help support from environmental burdens like herbicides, pesticides, smog, and help release suppressed grief. So that's the sort of thing that you can do when the homeopathics show up so that you know what it is. You can choose which ones of those. If you can muscle test, you could ask yes or no whether or not you need all of them, whether they need to be taken separately, whether your body is strong enough to actually cope with all of them at the same time. Personally, I'm a bit of a if it is actually shown in the bioresonance device, I'm making the assumption that the body would like it. So, but anyway, so that's sort of how I work with that. Now, the next thing I had a look at was the frequency. So there's a whole bunch of foods. So that's really interesting that there's so many vegetables showing up because my hubby and I did a huge fruit and vegetable cleanse recently. It's called the Ultimate Cleanse, and it has like 40 to 80 capsules per day that creates a big bolus of energy through your digestive tract. And it helps to take out nice chunks of plaque from your intestinal walls. And we ate a lot of those things during that week. So that's pretty interesting that that showed up. Then you can have a look at the chakras. So at the moment, my crown chakra is a little low and my sacral chakra is a little low. But luckily, you see here current, it brought them all back into balance. When I'm looking at the meridians, so the spleen meridian is a bit low. Obviously, that can lead to all sorts of immune system challenges. See, there's a lot of green there, which is great. Kidney energy is low. We did get home last night after a huge day and we both guzzled like a liter of water. We were so dehydrated. But then look at this panel is a bit of a mess. So pericardium is circulation of the sex organs. Triple heater is the combination of adrenals, thyroid, and the immune system. And then that liver gallbladder function, internalized and externalized rage, anger, frustration, as well as, of course, detoxification, fats and proteins, and a lot of the 10,000 chemicals we're breathing in every single day. And then my conception vessel, which is my conscious brain, overworking. So the reds are overworking, the blues are underworking. But when I went down here, so this is where they do 300, sorry, over 500 bloods. So we've got a few things going on in here. Glutamine helps to heal the gut and the brain, the joints. Yeah, hello, I'm 56. But see this one here, blood brain tissue supply status. So that is where the blood transport oxygens and other nutrients are necessary for the health of neurons. So a constant flow of blood to the brain must be maintained. According to Love and Webb in 1992, the brain uses approximately 20% of the body's blood and needs 25% of the body's oxygen supply to function optimally. So if someone's tired, they're not getting enough sleep, you're not getting into a deep sleep, you're not going to get that brain tissue blood supply status going on properly. But then I've got epinephrine, which is for long-term stress. So there's a few, and visual fatigue, no surprise with a couple of sleepless nights. I do have a couple of tricky clients that are in my mind a lot at the moment as well. Down here, electromagnetic frequencies show up, and that's with all my support. So I've got organite all over the time. I've got plugins in the house, but as we know, they're increasing the frequencies. A lot of these EMFs. The latest iPhone had 30% more blue light, the negative blue light, than the previous one. So we're getting hit by these things all the time. So we sort of have a look at those little things. So, besides the electromagnetic frequencies and the brain status, because once again, I was sort of thinking about things going on with chest and breast and that sort of thing. So, not a lot showing up in there. So, then I go to the body system scan. So, when I'm looking for something, I sort of go hunting and look for all sorts of things that might be showing what's going on in the body because I want to make sure I don't miss anything. So again, I use the AI bot to find out what's going on. And this helps you to learn more about what the scanner is doing. So for example, in the circulation, so these are the circulation body areas that are showing up as being a problem. These are the circulation vitals that are showing up as being a problem. And these are the circulation causes from being a problem. The emotional gear is always there in the background as well. And because I try to play my frequencies morning and night, I'm hoping that emotional gear just gets quenched. But it will always choose the worst things within that system. So people always think, oh my God, I'm dying. You're not dying, it's just finding the worst things going on. But because I want to know whether or not there's something going on that I need to be concerned about in my chest, and one of the things that I'm sort of really doing is working out how much plasma flow do I need? You know, do I need one, two, three, four? If there's a lot of issues with blood vessels, with clotting, with fibrinogen, with that sort of thing, then I want to make sure I'm doing something to open up the blood vessels and make sure that I'm not headed towards, you know, heart attack or stroke or something like that. If I find that a lot of the causes are to do with inflammation or toxicity, then, you know, I might be drawn to something like the Brock shots to help to flip back on my. On, you know, if you have a week where you're not sleeping well, you can epigenetically start to change the way your genes are functioning. So sometimes having the brockies on hand, I'll put a link for these down below as well. Please remind me if I forget. So basically, these are something that helps to flip on hundreds and hundreds of genes that are pro-detox and anti-inflammatory. And there's not any on the market that are as strong as this. It's really, really powerful for helping you epigenetically to get your genes in really good nick. And of course, when something needs repairing, replacing, you know, so the old Stem Enhance, and again, I'll put the link for both the plasma flow and the Stem Enhance. And actually, I'll put the one for the inflammation support as well, so that you can go in there. You can choose three, four, six packs, you know, to save some money as a preferred customer. But they're sort of really good to have on hand with any symptoms, so that you know that if you have a symptom, you can take something and know you're calming down inflammation while keeping the body healing. That's what we're always after. So for example, I just want to show you what you can do with the bits from your scans, popping them into AI. So I often will put, especially with a new client, I will type because it just allows me to get so much information so quickly that you can send to your clients or to your family members so that they're understanding what can be going on in the body. Because how often do people go to the doctors and they come back and go, they can't find anything wrong until it's at that tipping point where everything gets more tricky, you know, the longer we have these conditions and challenges in our body. So when I was looking at the circulation, these were the things that showed up in my circulation scan. So left AV valve, right ventricle, left occipital artery, left temporal vein, left lateral dorsal digital vein, and I have had sore fingers, so that's pretty funny. Chronic hsCRP, that's C-reactive protein. It's one of the inflammatory markers they look for. Chronic vessels, acute stroke index, chronic vascular elasticity and chronic cerebrovascular. So let's th just think about it for a second in relation to chest pain. With this one, I hadn't put in the insomnia. And then I sort of, you know, it's really nice when you have a look at cardiac structures and acute stress. So it talks about the left AV valve. Acute imprinting here may reflect emotional pressure, grief, or relational heartbreak, especially if boundaries have been breached and heart feels overburdened. Right ventricle, it governs pulmonary circulation. So acute stress here may point to breathlessness, anxiety, or suppressed expression, especially if the chest feels tight or compressed. So maybe I've got some anxiety that I'm unaware of. Together, these suggest a heart-lung axis under acute strain, possibly from emotional overwhelm, energetic congestion, and unresolved guilt. How cool is this? So then neurovascular and peripheral implants. So this one's connected to the occipital artery, the temporal vein, the dorsal lateral vein, and they suggest a heart-hand-heart loop, head-hand-heart loop, where cerebral vigilance, emotional overwhelm, and rational contraction are all feeding into chest tension. And then, so basically, this is the sort of thing you can put into so that you are getting more information. I did the same thing here. I sort of said, okay, what about these ones? So I did it with the next group, insomnia and chest and breast pain. And then again, it talks about the norepinephrine, the sympathetic overdrive, the acute estradiol, which indicates that I'm not getting rid of my estrogen dominance. And again, that's where I think in relation to the Brock shots, the insulin producing beta cells points to blood sugar volatility. Now, we ha did have a few big catch ups the last few nights where I haven't eaten that well. And I know blood sugar wise, I can easily put on 2 kilos overnight if I have too much wheat or grains or sugar or anything. So it's sort of really nice because when you give the AI some of the information that you are of the things that you're going through, and then ask it to, okay, so in relation to these symptoms and these parameters that the bioresonance device has given you, you get all of this information, and it just allows you to learn more about your device all the time, but also gives you hints. And so when I'm thinking, I'm going, okay, so this one, for example, smog pollution and excitotoxins. Again, I'm thinking detox. So Brock shots, Broccon, or a really good zeolite formula. So you're sort of getting these things into your body, making sure that if the sodium potassium pump or the minerals show up, getting that Celtic sea salt into your body, on your tongue, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 times a day, whatever suits. So it's a really nice way to utilize AI with the scanner. You learn as you're going, because the more you do it, the more you start hearing these same explanations. And I just think it's a really powerful combination, the Solex bioresonance, the AI tools that we can use. And yes, you can use ChatGPT or Grok, but they all need training. The more we use them, the more they understand where we're coming from. So I regularly say things like, okay, now don't give me any big pharma shilling. I just want to know in relation to natural therapies, how can I help this particular problem? This is what the bioresonance has suggested. What supplements would you recommend? And if you've got a bag of supplements in your cupboard, it's not a bad idea to start training your AI of the supplements that you have. And then it can say, oh, you've got magnesium glycinate. Because of this, you could actually do with 3 grams of magnesium glycinate a day or something like that. So you can start training it. We were watching MASH this morning, and it was really funny because methylene blue showed up. So you probably saw a, I did a post this morning in the quantum frequency group that was talking about methylene blue. They were talking about methylene blue in MASH, which I, both Jason actually looked at me and he said, I can't remember the MASH. So we were unaware of methylene blue the last time we watched MASH. So that was sort of funny. So I quickly went and did a post about the Solex blue, which actually has some nano ingredients in it, which make it really powerful for halting the growth of nanotech in our body, because there's all sorts of nanotech around that has the ability to do fun stuff in our bodies. So we want to stop that. So what do I have to remember to do? I need to send you the link for the Brock shots. I'll send you the link for the zeolite, and I'll send you the link for the cerule, so the stem enhance, the plasma flow, and the inflammation support, because I think, oh, and the cerule also has a really fantastic marine collagen with anti-inflammatory component in it as well. So anyway, I'll send you those links, and just because they're easy to have in your home, first aid or even a very small dose every day or week, depending on your symptomatology, and then just get to know which ones, are really good for different conditions. Okay. Before I finish, sorry, this is going to be snapped in there. I also do a comprehensive scan occasionally. So I know I get in trouble for doing this one regularly, but when I really want to know what's going on, this one gives me so much information for myself and my clients. So I'll show you what it does. I know I've shared it before, but it's amazing the amount of information that it gives us. So you can see I've done this report today. It's been done over the last few minutes. This one takes quite a while to do because it literally goes through head to toe. So you can go in and have a look at any area of your body. So for example, I'm just going to whip through and have a look at anything to do with the chest and So let's have it. So I'm going to go down. Oh, brain. Let's have a look. So because it said blood vessels in the brain, I'm sort of curious. So to see how, so cerebral artery, meningeal artery, angular artery, calcanean artery, PCAPO2, cerebral artery. So there's a few arteries that are a bit stressed. So again, I would be looking at something like plasma flow to make sure that energy and circulation and oxygen is getting everywhere it needs to go in the body. So the more red I see with things like veins and arteries, the more I think, right, I've got to get my circulation going. So that's when I think the circulation support. And then, of course, you've got to repair them, and that's where your Stem Enhance comes in. Something else that really helps the vasculature in the body is the redox signaling molecules. So that also helps to keep those blood vessels nice and elastic. So what I would do if I was sort of what, so I'm just going to whip down. Do-do-do-do-do, whipping down to the heart and or the chest tissue. So bones, 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 knees, knees, feet, feet, hands, hands. It's so big, isn't it? This scan is amazing. So by the time we get down here to the heart, like when I'm thinking about heart pain from the next last couple of days, have a look. There's hardly anything going on. There's a brachiocephalic brain vein which connects in with the chest. That one's not looking too bad, but there is the pulmonary trunk is a 9, which is inflammation. The left atrium's a 1, which isn't doesn't have great energy. The chordae tendineae is low in energy. The right atrium is inflamed, and the inferior vena cava is low in energy. So anything that's an 8 or a 9 is something that's increasing inflammation locally, and anything that's 1s or 2 are things that are bringing down cellular energy. They just don't have a lot of energy going on. So for me, there's a bit too much going on in there. And because I know things like the stem enhance, stem cells are drawn to areas of the heart. The plasma flow allows that stem cell energy to get to the heart. Stem cells don't work if we don't have enough redox molecules. That's why these sort of things are part of my first aid kit in my home. So again, this is the top cut of the heart, and this is the pulmonary valve and the right ventricle. Both are showing up as red. So now I'm going to whip through because there's so much information. We can't look at everything, but I just want to show you. Actually, let's have a look at the muscles of the torso. So the right rhomboids, they're in between the shoulder blades at the back, and the infraspinatus is one of the ones inside. So it sort of connects inside here. So we can end up with bursas around that area and shoulder problems. If you remember, I had shoulder problems for 3 years during the last five. And it was sorted out mostly, I think, when I really started adding in the Renew 28 before bed and more recently the Redox Gold. So these two I have beside my head bed and I have in the clinic. Anywhere that's irritating me, I put these on before bed. If it's just a weak area or an area where I don't know what's going on, but I can feel something, I use the Renew 28. If it's actually in pain, then I use the Redox Gold. Sometimes I use the Renew first and then the Redox Gold. So that's the last thing I do before I hop into bed each night. And as a general rule, I don't do it in the morning mainly because I'm so we're busy in the morning. We have a very busy schedule in the morning. But yeah, I just wanted to show this. So there is actually a fair bit of red in this one here. So the left breast is, let me see, 43% from ideal, and the right is 33% from ideal. So I will work away on those over the next little while. Make sure I use the Renew 28 and the Redox Gold. I'll make sure I whip into my redox signaling molecules because I know that when I increase that in the body, pain just starts to dissipate. I haven't had a box of Brock shots in a while, so it's really time for me to start shifting those xenoestrogens, the pesticides, the herbicides, the shedding toxins, the electromagnetic frequencies. It just helps your body to release so many things from your body. I'll get into my zeolite. And again, I just like these because I'm really helping the circulation with the plasma flow, which is so important these days because microclots are what can be causing issues with people. And this has specific ingredients in it to help to break down fibrinogen, which our body releases in copious amounts when we're under stress and when we're inflamed. And then the stem cells to just make sure. So they're probably my really key things I'll be focusing on over the next while until I make sure that there's just none of the symptoms left. Because when you're looking at the scans and you start to see what's going on in your body, and this is what I do with my clients, but I highly recommend, if you've got the budget, have one of these in your own home. They really help to. You to target what's going on with you and your family's health. For those practitioners, I don't know why any practitioner would be without this. It's such a bargain. Anyway, that's my 2 cents worth today. Sorry, I had to cut and paste these back together, but I just did want to show that comprehensive scan as well. Have a great day, everyone. Bye.